Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm looking forward to this meditation today as we hold the place of separation where the river runs between you and another individual. I invite you to get still, get comfortable, make sure that you won't be disturbed, and let's begin this meditation. I invite you to sit comfortably. It's good to have your hands in an open position, your feet as well, your ankles uncrossed. And breathe into the space that you are. Allow yourself to become aware of the space between your thoughts. This space is the sacred feminine. This cool, dark, still space that lives within you. We are more space than vibration. Vastly more space than vibration. The illusion of the body is the illusion of those vibrations creating matter. As you open your awareness to the space that you are, allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, from joy to peacefulness, kindness, laughter, compassion, any kind of love for another. Human or animal. Or love that you have felt expressed by another toward you, or both. Notice how this love and the space become one. They merge, and you become loving space. Allow yourself to feel this throughout your entire being. Allow this awareness of loving space to anchor in your energetic womb. Your womb space inside you. Your womb space is connected to the primordial womb of all life, from which all life comes. Allow your own womb space to take you into this primordial womb. And allow your imagination to bring you whatever you need to feel safe here. Here you are loved exactly as you are. There is nothing you can do to earn this love. Nothing you can do to push it away. You are completely accepted and loved as you are. Allow yourself to take that in. In this loving, comforting space, open your heart to compassion for yourself. Invite your heart to take you deeper into love than you have ever been before. And expand into that loving space. In that love, invite what you have been feeling. Your experience of being on one side of the river, with someone else you know or you love being on the other side of the river. And honor what you are feeling. Know that it comes from somewhere, some experience, now or much earlier in your life. This experience may be causing you to feel pain. Or discomfort. Cradle that pain or discomfort in your love. Allow yourself to go deeper into love than you have ever been before. Let your love become vast. Lovingly, gently holding the discomfort, the feelings you are having with so much tenderness and care and regard. Allow these feelings to simply be, and let your love caress them. Honor them, acknowledge them, and as they are acknowledged, they soften. They are heard and seen, and in that, they soften, unwind, unravel, dissolve. As you feel the energy softening inside you, allow yourself to become aware of the river between you and another person, the river that separates you, the beliefs, the thoughts, the feelings, the actions that have caused you to feel so very different. And hold the river between you. This river that has pain in it, the separation itself. Holding that separation in love. notice the feelings that rise and fall as you hold the separation itself. Hold the pain that is inside the separation. In and of itself. Hold it in your love and your compassion for its existence, that it exists in human consciousness and exists in your experience with this individual. This river, blessing, loving, holding this river of separation that you share. Going deeper into love than you have ever been before, and holding the pain in that love, in that deep, profound love. Holding the pain of the separation itself. Be in compassion for the pain of the separation. And behind that is a deep longing for connection. Hold that longing in love. That longing for connection is the longing to be understood. The longing for another to know the pain that has led you to this shared pain. The unfulfilled need, the unfulfilled desire to be seen or heard, understood, valued, respected, loved, cared about. Something in there, perhaps a word I've suggested, perhaps another concept comes to mind. A longing you can understand. A longing, perhaps, to be felt, known, wanted, to feel truly cared about. Notice a softening. a gentle ebb and flow as you hold the river between you. A pulse that is seeking its way to love. Let love prevail. If you feel called to do so, ask the spirit of the person on the other side of this river if they would like to be held by you, if you feel you can, and they would welcome it. Open your love to them. Let the love soothe each of you and the river between you as best you can in this moment. As much compassion and presence as you can muster in this moment. Allow their feelings your feelings your shared feelings. Ebb and flow in this space, held in love together. If at any time it is too difficult to hold the other, return to holding yourself. Bring your awareness now back to holding yourself. Allow yourself to feel the ease and comfort of that love. And know that you are able to hold the river between the two of you. And that as you can sense the ebb and flow and the love that longs to be there in that river, you can find peace with one another. With that awareness, I invite you to take 3 breaths and become aware of your body and your physical life. Take a big inhale, exhale through your mouth. Become aware of the air around you, its scent, its temperature, its texture. Let it call you back into your body so you can bring this peace and love into your physical daily activities. Next breath, coming deeper into the body, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. Feel your body sitting against physical matter. And this last breath, bringing yourself all the way back in, big inhale. Exhale through your mouth. All the way in now. This next step is very important. Stretch your fingers, your neck, your arms, your legs. Make sure you can feel your body. And when you can feel it, very gently open your eyes. And live in this beautiful ebb and flow of love between you.